Right now, we've got another case to crack. Now, look at these tracks. What do you make of them?
Well, they were made by an animal. And I'd say the animal walked right past here and left those tracks in the dirt.
So far, so good. Keep going.
That's all I see, Hank. I'm stumped.
Okay, now listen and learn. Them's badger tracks. While we were busy fighting off the whole coyote nation, a badger slipped onto the ranch, and I've got an idea that he's still around.
You mean, if we follow the tracks, we'll find him?
That's correct.
Uh-oh. Badgers are pretty tough.
Yes, that's true, but duty's duty. If we start letting badgers in here, before you know it, they'll try to take the place over. Come on, Drover. We've got work to do.
Badgers have big claws, Hank.
You leave the claws to me. I'll go in the first wave, and then you jump him from behind. And darn you, if you run off and leave me again, I don't know what I'll do, but you won't like it.
Okay, Hank, I'll be right behind you.
I put my nose to the ground and started following the trail. It led around the saddle shed and through the garden. Reading the signs, I saw where Mr. Badger had stopped in the garden and dug up a couple of worms or bugs. I continued east, following the trail through the gate, past the gas tanks, up the hill, and right to the yard gate. This is worse than I thought, Drover. He's in the yard. That doesn't leave us much choice. This could get nasty. Could be a fight to the death.
Who's death?
In this business, you never know. You just have to give your best for the ranch. Come on, let's move out. We hopped over the fence. I got down in my stalking position and picked up the trail again. The scent was getting stronger now. It was real strong. Badgers have musk glands, you know, and they leave a heavy scent. Suddenly, I saw him, hiding in a bunch of flowers. I froze. Drover ran into me. This is it. Good luck. I crept forward two more steps, went into my attack position, and sprang. Suspended in the air over the flower bed, I got a good look at the enemy. It suddenly occurred to me that badgers aren't black with two white stripes running down the middle of their backs. They don't have a small head with beady little eyes or a long bushy tail. It was a skunk. I had been duped. I tried to change course in midair, but it was too late. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw Drover jump over the yard fence and head for the machine shed. What followed was entirely predictable. I landed right in the middle of the scoundrel. He fired. The air turned yellow and poisonous. My eyes began to water, and I gasped for breath. Sally Mae's south window happened to be open. Was that my fault? I mean, had I gone through the house that morning opening all the windows? Of course not. But on this ranch, rule number one is that, when in doubt, blame Hank. I ran for my life and rounded the corner of the house just as Sally Mae came boiling out the back door. She was armed with a broom and took a swat at me as I flew past. My eyes were stinging so badly that you got to understand that I could hardly see and was having trouble catching my breath. The back porch door was open, and you might say that I ran into the utility room, where Sally Mae had just taken a basket of clean clothes out of the washing machine. Was it my fault that she happened to be washing clothes that day?
Get out of my house, you stinking dog!
Well, as I've said before, every dog in this world isn't cut out for security work. It requires a keen mind, a thick skin, and a peculiar devotion to duty. I mean, you put in 16, 18 hours a day. You're on call day and night. Your life is on the line every time you go out on patrol. You're doing jobs that nobody else wants to do because of the danger, etc. You make the world a little safer, a little better. You take your satisfaction where you can get it, in knowing that you're doing the job right. The very people you're protecting won't understand. They'll blame you when things go wrong. But that's the price of greatness, isn't it? If you were born to be a cow dog, it's all part of a day's work.